Here we see the St. Bavo's Cathedral, the most important and richest church of Ghent, and at the same time, the highest tower in town. But it suffered some manhood problems. There's only a tiny little cross on top. And you might ask, well, why didn't they build a nice one? Well, the story goes as follows. When they started building the church, they had the same problem as with other churches. The foundations were not going to be stable enough for a nice spiral tower and a cross on top. But the architect came up with an idea. He used holy water, baptized by the holy priest, in the concrete of the foundation. And hallelujah, did it work! However, he didn't want anybody else to know, as he believed some people of his workforce were Satanists. The only persons who knew this were his son and the holy priest. The architect's son had to swear to keep it a secret. He was so proud on his building, looking up to the majestic spiral tower with a cross on top. The day of the opening was a great festival with a stage where the architect could finally reveal how he made this possible. As the building now was finished, he could finally tell his secret.
I used holy water, you know.
He proudly said. But the crowd didn't seem to be amazed. They already knew. So somebody had spoken. Was it the priest? No, that cannot be. He is a holy man. So it must have been his son. The architect already had too much drinks, so he took a bottle of wine and in his anger he threw the bottle at his son. Too bad he had a very good aim. He hit his son right on the head. Skull fractured, died instantly. The whole crowd went back and reacted like, "Whoa! What the hell? What did just happen?" The son was lying in a big puddle of blood. When suddenly, on the clear blue sky, no cloud to see, lightning struck out of nowhere and hit the cross. It started burning, everybody in panic looking at it. And then suddenly the cross was crashing down right on top of the architect, killing him as well. Sounds exaggerated? Well, okay, yes. Only a couple of things were true. There was a heavy cross on the tower and it burned down. They also have built it up a second time though, but lightning struck again and it was destroyed in the same way. What do we have today? They didn't try the third time, so now we have a tiny little cross, and its purpose is a lightning conductor. As you can never be too sure. The cathedral holds nowadays phenomenal works of art, such as paintings of Pieter Paul Rubens, but also the crème de la crème of Belgium art, Please Admire the Divine Masterpiece, The Adoration of the Mystic Lamp by the Van Eyck brothers. One of the most famous pieces of art in the world.